Now.
Welcome. For your listening pleasure, we invite ears of all shapes, colors, and sizes to experience the Audio Files Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Audio Files. It is February, and we still don't have any entries for our little contest. If I remind you, Valentine's Day is a couple weeks ago. Not that I'm getting desperate, but I'm really looking forward to watching that Bob Marley movie and, like, getting some Chick-fil-A with some rando, so... If you want to enter our contest, we are at the Audio Files Podcast. I don't care if you're in Romania, I'll fly your ass out. If you go to the audiofilespodcast.com on Insta, go ahead, send us your measurements and possibly a photo, and we will consider you for the contest. So I'll be selecting, and then I'll get a second and third opinion by Bebo and Brett Boy. Speaking of which, what up, Bebo? What it do, my dude?
I go by Bebo, and tonight's episode is dedicated to specifically all the big booty Latinas, man. Not to discriminate, but we got to celebrate the Latinas specifically. I don't think they get enough love, especially in music, in today's episode.
They get too much love.
Really?
They be talking that shit, dude.
That's true. It's true. I guess I meant more so, well, I guess, you know, entertainment as far as just like getting into like American stuff, you know?
Yes.
I don't think they're celebrated enough in that regard. Obviously, there's like Latin awards on their own, but to be integrated into like American stuff, let's celebrate the big booty Latinas, man.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of big booty Latinas, we got the Bread Boy in the house.
Let's go. Yes, sir. You know me, I got that gyat.
Ooh, shit. Damn.
Those yams.
Oh, man.
I've been hitting them glutes.
Hey, low key, me too, dog. Like, I've been squatting every day.
Trying to have a full bakery here, you know.
Changed my life. He's like, I got the buns, the rolls, sure. The flan. Yes, sure.
The flan. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that
creamy
would be. Creamy.
Hey, maybe
creamy.
Maybe.
Woo.
Yeah.
All right. And again, speaking of big booty Latinas, we are covering Miss Kelly Uchis today. Brought to us none other than Bebo. This was his selection. I mean, I think we all got an affinity for big booty Latinas, but again, Bebo made tonight's selection with Kelly Uchis. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce the title of the album, just because my Spanish isn't there yet. Like,
Orquídeas.
Aha, thank you, sir.
There you go.
Amen. And speaking of my Spanish not being that well, I'm pretty sure I heard a line about something about someone eating ass, like, towards the end of the album. Like, was that correct? And it was normal?
I don't recall, but I don't know.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I know she mentioned kissing another girl and that she's, like, you know, bi and stuff like that, but I don't remember specifically about eating ass.
Okay, maybe that was
the just, I wouldn't song, be surprised, she says... though. The Karol G song, she says she's a lesbian for tonight. She's taking her out.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
And she is bi in real life, so.
She is now.
Does she mean bilingual?
Yeah.
Is this confirmed?
No, I'm just kidding.
is this confirmed?
That too. She's just bi.
Great.
All the way around.
Bilingual, bisexual. Bipedal?
All-encompassing.
Bipedal. All right. And Bebo, other than her being fine as hell, what made you select this album, my friend?
That's pretty much it. No, just kidding. No, I think, like I said, last season, I don't think I... Yeah, she's a big booty Latina. Wow, the women probably hate this episode already.
They're like, all right, fuck this, turn it off.
To be fair, Kelly Uchis probably would hate this. She'd be like, damn. Disrespecting women.
That's all they got for my album. Like,
although
those cheeks.
In defense, her album, that's she to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, the album cover is pretty revealing, to say the least. But no, last season, I didn't... If you've been living under a rock, we're on season 5. We keep saying that. It's amazing. But season 4, I don't think I chose a female artist all season, so I think it was only right for me to go that route.
Fucking sexist, and I know.
There I go again, yeah. And Callie just seemed like the right fit. I mean, she just dropped an album, so that was kind of my reasoning behind it. I know she has a big fan base, and are you guys ready to get into it a little bit about her background and then kind of jump into our thoughts?
Enlighten us, sir.
All right. So as we mentioned, we're doing Callie Uchis, who's an artist originally from the East Coast. She was born and raised in Virginia and is of Colombian descent on her father's side.
Mm.
I believe that later on in life, I want to say it was like high school years, her parents were divorced. So during the summertime, she would go back to Colombia where, you know, she would get all this kind of Latin inspiration, if you will. The album we're reviewing today, as Breadboy said, Orquedias, is that how you say it?
Orquedias.
I believe that's semi-right. Is her Orquedias is her fourth studio album. It's her fourth studio album and second album in which she leans into her Latin roots with the music.
Yes.
I don't remember how I first heard about her, but it was definitely a little bit before she released her debut album, Isolation, in 2018, which has a completely different feel and sound to it in comparison to this one. Also worth noting that she made a mixtape, which I think is very damn cool considering the genre she's in, where you can hear the talent early on. It's called Drunken Babble and was originally released in 2012 for free. I was watching her Zane Lowe interview where she explained how she wanted to tap into her Latin roots with this album and named it what she named it because it's the national flower of Colombia. And after the fact, found out that it's also the flower for fertility. And for those who don't know, she's currently pregnant.
Oh, shit.
So, yes, she's now officially a baby mama.
Ooh.
And artist Don Toliver is the baby daddy, who we've also reviewed here on the podcast. And if you haven't checked that one out, go back into the archives and check that episode out. In the interview, she also mentions she's already working on a whole other project that should be also releasing sometime this year, and that she's tapping back into kind of the more soulful music she did earlier on, kind of like on her debut. After Isolation, I didn't really check out any of her albums, but I know she's developed a pretty big fan base since then. This album, she collabs with all the biggest current Latin artists, and that could usually mean it's very disappointing, but I walked away from this one just realizing how damn versatile she is and how much talent she has. For me, it was like move over Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift, because, you know, so far this girl has done so many different iterations of music, and on this one specifically, she infuses like dreamy R&B, perreo, merengue, and some soul all into one, and it's done in a tasteful and fun way for me, at least. Not to mention, she has a great and almost like raspy kind of voice that ties it all together nicely. Personally, these are some of the genres I grew up with, you know, being Mexican, and she's able to put her own contemporary twist to it, is why, and that's why I'd imagine she has such a big Latin fan base. I really enjoy it. Like I said, it was fun. It celebrates becoming a parent and sharing that experience with a romantic partner, as well as some sexy songs, like with El Alfa, who ironically was on my Song of the Week last episode. I had no idea he was on this one. But yeah, overall, I was impressed.
Yeah, man, for me, like, Kelly Uchis is kind of like she's kind of like a Latin SZA. You know what I mean? Like, as far as like...
That's kind of a good way to,
you know what I mean? Because I was first introduced to her, like, through In-N-Out. Like, for those of you that have been following along and those of you that may not know, I used to do cleanup at In-N-Out. And, of course, your boy Ant had the ox. And, you know, once in a while they say, hey, you know, Ant, put on some Kelly Uchis, put on this song. And that's kind of what it reminded me of. And that, I think that's what I was expecting more of this album. But, like Bebo said, man, on first listen, it's kind of like a celebration of her Latin roots, and it kind of reminded me of like a lot of like electro dance from like the 2000s, kind of like that techno or just like, you know. But that's what I'm saying. Unfortunately for me, through this first listen, and she's probably gonna hate this, and I know she's a baby mama, and I know she's probably waiting for me to say some good things, but for me, it just seemed kind of like background music for the first time around. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just kind of like, it was in the back, okay? And I'm not gonna lie, I was just like, I wasn't feeling it. Second time around, though, I'm not sure if I got a closer listen to, but I started seeing what she was doing, and I was actually fucking with it. So, speaking of, like, Latin roots, man, I was trimming my trees and listening to Dame Beso, and, dude, I've never felt more Mexican, dude. So, shout out to her. That shit was definitely the vibe, and I was like, I could see why these fools listen to this shit while doing yard work, so... it just fucking goes together, but yeah, man.
I was like, damn, I really want to be kissed right now.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I was like, fuck, dude. I'm like, I need some love, bad. But yeah, man. Like, honestly, like, it's just, I think I was expecting more from the previous songs that I've heard, and this was more kind of like you said, more of a versatile, like an homage to, like, I was hearing some Shakira, I was hearing some, like, some different things. I was hearing a lot of different Latin roots, so. I was impressed as far as that, as far as the album goes. I'll get into that a little bit later, but yeah, overall, man, not too bad. What about you, Bread Boy? What were you feeling when you first heard this?
I don't think I've listened to a full album by Kelly Trees. I feel like I've listened for sure, like, just
songs,
whatever pops up on the radio. Yeah, the songs, singles. Yeah. So this is my official, like, first listen through a whole album. From what I've been, like, seeing after, like, listening to the whole thing, it sounds like she's been exploring, like, every, like, each album's different, but it's been good and nothing, like, bad. Like, not a bad album. It's just like, oh, it's just progressively getting better, more versatile.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how it is for me. I really enjoyed some of the songs. I was caught off guard, mainly because, you know, I haven't listened to something completely through for an album, but overall I really enjoyed it. Definitely very versatile. As I did more research, I like saw who the producers are on. I was like, wow, like, it makes sense, like, how she's so versatile, because, like, aside from just having, like, a great voice and, like, the ability to kind of fit into everything, she brought in great producers. And I like the way I figured, because I thought about it, like, oh, like, maybe it's just like the music that's really good, but no, it's the music and her, you know, like, just the lyrics, or just the ability to make something just, like, dance wise she makes it fit well. And something kind of like I think about when we listen to, like, The Alchemist. Like, Alchemist always has, like, really great albums, really well produced, and sometimes just, like, the people he features. I think, like, one of the examples is, like, the Larry June one. I think we said, like, Larry June could have come in stronger, but the songs are great.
Yeah.
And this is something, like, when you have great producers and a great musician, this is what, like, a really good album will be. Some of the transitions from the songs were really good. And some of them were abrupt, and I think it was good because it caught you off guard. And normally I would say, like, I don't like when it abruptly just stops, but I feel like in this case, everything kind of, because it was a mesh of everything. So it was a lot of reverb, very dreamy late night clubs, a lot of the dance. Like, I know she had one of the producers, I think he was, like, Nigerian, and I was like, oh, this kind of makes sense because it gave kind of, like, Afrobeat. If anything, it actually sounded, that one song kind of sounded like Drake's Passion Fruit, which I really enjoyed. But overall, there's a lot of color and there's a lot of warmth to this. Yeah. And like you guys said, on to describe, like, the way this album is, like, yeah, she's talking about love, she's talking about motherhood, but she's also just talking about, like, classic, like, just want to dance and just enjoying life. So I'm kind of excited because overall what I'm seeing is there's a lot of growth, a lot of versatility, and, like, she hasn't been put anything bad. And I think the fact that she's made, like, three albums, like, her last album was released, like, 10 months ago, I believe.
Shit.
Shit. Yeah, and then prior to that, it was like a couple months prior to that. So these albums have been kind of like back to back. And so she said she has her next one already lined up before she releases this one. So that means the other one's just going to be coming out pretty much probably like during her, like, when she has this kid.
Yeah.
So she's, I mean, from the sound of it, it sounds like she's had like four or five great albums in the past couple of years. And that's good to hear because I really enjoyed this album. So I'm kind of excited to get more into depth with it. For you guys.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I think the album cover matches what Bread Boy said, you know, the vibrant colors, the warmth, the big booty.
Oh yeah, it's all there. Alrighty. So for those of you who are not familiar with what we do here on the Audiophiles, it has been 5 seasons. Get your shit together, get with it. But just in case you don't know what we do, every week one of our members selects a album for us to listen throughout the week. We come back, give you a review, tell you what we think of our initial listens, tell you our favorite beats or instrumentations, favorite songs, least favorite songs, anything that stood out to us. Any notable mentions, anything that might be worth noting, Previous music by tonight's featured artists, and also we give you some news and a rating and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and dive into it, gentlemen. Our honorary baby mama episode with Miss Kaliuchis Orquedias. let's go ahead and go to favorite beats. Bebo, your selection, you go first, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna start with Me Pongo Loca. The drums on this one were like, it had a hypnotic rhythm, like doom, 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 doom. Yeah. I love that, plus the keys. Te Mata, I had a classic Latin beat to this one that caught me off guard, being done in like an old-fashioned kind of way, and it was refreshing to say the least with me, with all the strings that were used and the keys. And then last but not least, I'm going to go with Muñequita. This one was a fun one for the club, and the beat switch was really dope. It happened, I think, a couple times at least throughout the song. Those were probably my top three favorite beats off this one.
I'm gonna go with Como Así, man. Like, that was, I think that was a good intro, like, with what this album was trying to encapsulate. Like Bebo said, it was really nice and dreamy. I'm also gonna go with Dame Beso. Like I said, man, it had like that classic like just Mexican jam vibe. I was like, all right, yeah, I was vibing with that shit. And then Te Mata, man, like, it did what the song needed to for that song. So I'm gonna go ahead and, like, you know, just fucking with it. Bread Boy, what about your favorite beat, sir?
Yeah, I think you guys already mentioned Te Mata was pretty good. I like the I think I just said, like, when you have a intro like that, you know it's gonna be a banger.
Yeah.
And then for me, I actually really love, I think that towards the end it picked up, it's like the speed, you know, like the whole Latin vibe.
Yeah.
The one with El Alfa, that one's really good. The reggaeton is always really good. I just put twerky. That's all I really put.
Oh yeah.
Labios Mordidas. I think I put just made me feel like a bad bitch, you know, something kind of like Beyonce would want to make me feel.
Yeah.
And then I really like, I think maybe it's just the, you know, the Mexican in me, but like the Dame Beso Muévete.
Yeah.
Gerald's probably like, yeah, one of my favorite songs, but that was beat wise, like Merengue, I don't know. I feel like you'd never really go wrong with it.
Nah.
Yeah. I think that was just a good way to end it. She's like, let's just dance, and you know, it's a whole trip. And I like that. So beat wise, I would say those three.
All right. Gentlemen, favorite songs. Bebo, you go first.
We keep talking about the intro. Again, we keep saying it's one of those classic Cali dreamy songs. The fact that she put it on the intro, I like that, because it makes you think, oh, this is just going to be like another Cali, this type of album. But then she starts diving into all the Latin stuff, and the chorus was super catchy on that one. I'm going to go with Me Pongo Loca, another catchy tune about when you fall in love with someone and how they drive you crazy in a good way, like when you're in that stage of being infatuated. And, you know, she also has that confident side to her where she's like, yeah, I know I'm acting a little crazy, but I know my pussy's good.
Yeah.
And I know you're not going anywhere. Yep. And that's the other thing about Cali that I have to compliment her on, is she had songs where she's talking about, you know, some R-rated stuff, but she's doing it in a classy way, not like Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
No knock to Megan, but
it's
like
sultry.
Megan is like, yeah, it's just like every song's like that, and Cali's doing it like in a tasteful, classy
way. That's what I'm saying. Like, Megan's like more explicit, and this is sultry, where it's like, okay, I'm gonna bring you in with a like a red dress, and underneath that red dress is some nice ass lingerie, and then I'm not just gonna take it off. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm like gonna slowly like take it off, and while I'm staring you in the eye, and I'm like, and I'm rock hard, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, you know, like so.
But and you like, finish before you even put it in.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my god, you want some champagne, like on some silk sheets, like. So, well, do you want me to order room service? I'm sorry.
So, I couldn't agree with that more. And then last but not least, I'm going to go with Muñequita. I like the beat switches on here, like I said.
Yeah.
Hearing El Alfa and Cali Uchis, the clash of like two eccentric characters, and hearing Cali rap on the tail end of the song, switching from English to Spanish, was sexy and impressive all in one. I'm going to go to honorable mentions with Igual Que Un Ángel,
Noa Le
Parta, Dame Beso, and Muévete, like we said. So those are kind of my honorable mentions.
Man, I'm gonna go with my favorites, my exact favorites. I'm gonna say Igual Que Un Ángel, and I'm also gonna go with which one do I want to say? I definitely Te Mata. I don't know what it was, just something about that song. And then I'm gonna have to go with Aladito. Is that how you say it?
Aladito.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna give an honorable mention to Perdiste. and Labiosa Maridos with Becky G. That shit slapped. What about you, Brad?
All right, boy? Guys, whole albums. I get it. I get it, man. That's every song.
Like that. Yeah, pretty much. And Diosa. Yeah. No.
It's like just those 14.
Yeah, just those. Yeah. I'm like, damn, I love this shit, I guess.
It's a good album. Before I give my first day, I wanted to go back to like what you guys were saying regarding how like she talks about like R-rated stuff, but she does it like in a more classy way. I think it's funny because like in the contrast, like I can't remember if it's Elifa or Raul Alejandro. I think he says something. He's saying his line in Spanish, but he's saying pretty much saying he's like, "I want to come inside you."
Yeah.
And it's, I was like, damn, that's totally different from how she's saying it. Like. That's why I thought it was funny when you guys said it, because she's out there trying to make it kind of discreet, trying to like, you have to work for this, but you know, yeah, you have to treat me well. And he's like, I'm just trying to come inside you. I'm like, all right, he fucked up the whole vibe that I was going for.
But it's true though. It's true.
That's male and female difference. That's
yeah,
the difference,
yeah. It like makes me. That's it's a duality, man. That's what I liked about it. Yep. But
yeah.
The song that I really enjoyed, I liked the first song, but for me, Igual Que Un Ángel,
yeah,
with Peso Pluma,
mm-hmm,
I really enjoyed it, mainly because I've only liked very few songs with Peso Pluma,
yes,
and he does have that thing where people, like, he does the same thing over and over. Like,
he can pull it out once in a while.
Correct. And the thing for me with him is that his producers and his band is kind of like, we'll pull it together, which is like my analogy when I made from like the Alchemist. Like, Alchemist always puts some like great stuff. Now whoever is like the singer or the artist can like make it or you know, or break it. And Peso Pluma, I feel like, has always been carried by mainly his genre,
yeah,
of like the music, like the type of music.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the stuff that I was like, this is gonna suck. I feel
exactly
like he did a really great job with making it come out. And I really enjoyed it, and I, the more I listened to it, I'm like, fuck, this is a banger. Like, I'm kind of glad, like, it was featured on this,
because
it showed his versatility. It wasn't bad. I really enjoyed this song, and it's one of my favorites. So I would say that one's really great. I really like Labios Mordidos, just because it's, like, a little bit of a dance, and just, like, the beat-wise, mm-hmm, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Dame Beso, Muévete, those two songs, I feel like it's just a great way to
end it.
Yeah. And then, oh man, I think producers, I just said it was kind of like passion fruit from Drake.
Yeah.
And, one of the producers actually is from, TDE, Top Dog Entertainment. So,
Soundwave, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, I think Young Rich and In Love, that producer, he worked a lot with Amina, and I saw it cause I was like, oh, this could for sure like have a rapper in it, but I'm kind of glad there wasn't no rapper. I think that one was great in general. So overall, I was impressed with like a lot of the songs. I would say those songs that I mentioned are probably like the top favorite and definitely been added to my playlist.
Hell yeah.
And just to kind of add to the song with Peso Pluma, on that interview, she said how she's a huge fan of like Mexicans and Mexican culture, and how she has an uncle who's Mexican. So she kind of wanted to put on for Mexicans.
She did.
And she started thinking like, who is the biggest Mexican artist right now? And she thought of him. And like you said, I thought it was a nice song where he kind of goes out of his element a little bit. And it's a nice, you know, she has a raspy voice, he has a raspy voice, and it just works well together.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, it was definitely a good marriage. All right, gentlemen. Do we have any least favorite songs? Like, I know this is usually one of our funnest segments, but I'm going to be honest, I don't have anything that I really hated, to tell you the truth. Shit.
To be honest, bro, I was going through the track list and I was stumped. I was like, I think I liked every song.
I was looking,
album.
I was trying to hate. Don't get me wrong. I was like, come on, like, give me something. Like, you know, it's like, and it's like, man, I can't. I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you guys. Maybe it's just because she's a baby mama and I have a special affinity for her now. Don Toliver, that's a different story, we'll get to that later. But should have been me. No, just kidding. But yeah, man, what about you, Red Boy? Anything you can hate on this one, man?
Hey, you can hate on. No, I
that's essentially
for me, honestly, like, the times that I tried to go look for something, I ended up just like, oh, I actually really like this. I think El Ladito was like the only one. I didn't even hate it. I was just like, oh, this just gives me like what what I remember hearing Kali Uchis, and it's just like that dreamy vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
Like very just like a lot of, I feel like she just has like a lot of warmth. I know you guys say a little bit of raspiness, but I feel like she ties it really well because her vocal range isn't bad. It's pretty decent in my opinion. She's pretty good. So Lalita, when I want to go listen to that, I was like, okay, I don't remember I couldn't remember like what it sounded like, and then I listened to it. I was like, oh, it's really good. I liked it. The same thing with Tu Corazón Es Mío, and I think that one just hit harder once I realized like she was pregnant and you watched the music video. Like she just pretty much is like her pouring her heart out, like this is how much I love you and like I'd do anything for this. And it was like one of the more like most romantic songs in the album. So I agree with you guys. I couldn't find anything that I hated, and every time I tried, I just ended up liking the song somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a dope video, by the way.
Oh yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, it has like her and Don Toliver, and then they pulled up like old video clips from both of their childhoods, and they're paralleled with one another. So it was kind of like a neat little idea, even though that person in the video should have been Ant. It should have been Ant in all his childhood videos matched with Callie's.
I've already defaked the video with my face in there, so we're good. No, just, yeah, boo Don Toliver. All right, gentlemen, anything notable? I think we kind of got the notables out the way. Her bisexuality, her parent, her, you know, introduction to parenthood. Any other bars or lines that might have stood out to us?
Now, Bread Boy, maybe you're better at Spanish than I am, but the song Muñequita, it's a song about like her wanting, basically like she's saying literally give my cat to him, right?
The gato?
Like part? Give him cat?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, that's how I saw it. And I think there's a line, let me see if I can pull it up. But I was gonna say, there was a line in there where she's like, I arch my back like a cat. And I can't remember if that's the one. Then we'll have to make some edits in. Sorry about that.
It's all good. I mean, any cat imagery is like kind of like, you know, kind of obvious, but I dig it. I dig it.
This is the one, yeah, for sure. So I remember he's the one where it's like, te lleno la urna de la vena blanca. Literally, the translation is like, I fill your pussy with my cum. And I was, that's why I got caught off guard when you guys were like, man, she did it so nice. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, that line was pretty crazy. But yeah, I think the cat metaphor, I feel like it was more like her and just about how she's like, cats can be like very playful, but they were like needy.
Elusive.
And I feel like that's what she was going for. Yeah. And I feel like that's really what she was going for. Because she was like,
and she's calling herself a muñequita, which is like a little doll too.
Yeah,
which goes back to like her being playful and innocent.
And then I believe the first or second song where she's saying she's in Spanish, she was saying like she's crazy, like she's like, don't act like I don't get jealous and I'm crazy. She's like, but I'm worth it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're gonna work for it, and like it's your loss. Because later in the other song, she says like, you lost me. Oh well, like you could have had this, you know, I'm the best.
Yeah.
And I feel like this, the muñequita, yeah, it's like, I'm your little doll, you have to adore me. But at the same time, like, I will, like, I'm an animal. Like, I will give you what, like, you know, those animal instincts. So,
fucking
love it.
I'm gonna go listen to the song right now, dude.
And that's why I love Latinas, bro. Fucking, they know what's up. Give me the cat. I will play with you like my little doll. Yes.
he's gonna start DMing girls Dame Gata.
I don't know what
you pick up line, dude. You gonna take it from Cali Uchis?
Oh man. Yes. All right, gentlemen. It is that time for the producer's chair. For those of you that don't know what the producer's chair, we ask ourselves, how can we improve the project? What can we do to make it better? What would you do if you were the producer? Bebo, you go first, sir.
Damn, this is another one where I was left stumped. Like Bread Boy was saying, I love that she leaned all the way into the fact that this is a Latin album that she... Here's one, actually. On that song, Muñequita, she has that... I think she's a rapper called JT. Maybe that one felt like a little out of place. I wouldn't have cared if she left just JT's verse out. I would have loved if this was like an all... Latin, and I apologize if JT is a Latin artist, but she was singing in English. So I could have went without that verse. That's like the only thing I could think of.
Hmm. Alrighty. For me, it's like a minor thing, and I'm not. It's just what I would do. Again, I'm a nobody, but I understand that she was dreamy and then she was doing all that stuff, and so it seemed like the vocals were placed a little bit in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the stereo space, and it's just like she's so. I feel like this was such an intimate and sexy album. That's like, bring those vocals up and make her feel a little bit closer to the microphone or the speaker. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing. And like, at least in some of the songs, you know, it's because it seemed like I said, it seemed like she was canned and she was pushed a little bit to the back, except for the Becky G track. But I'm like, man, if you do that on maybe a little bit more on Como Así, on Igual Que Tu Angel, like, I think it's just a little bit sexier and a little bit more intimate. But yeah, like I said, it's me just like nitpicking things, you know. So like Bebo said, other than that, I really have no like gripes about how it was produced. So what about you, Red Boy?
I mean, it's kind of, for me being my first album listening through for Caligucci's, I don't really have anything, honestly. I feel like her last few albums have been kind of like more, yeah, like they're versatile, but they have like a theme of like, oh, it's gonna be more dreamy, or it's gonna be more like Latin.
Yeah,
I feel like this one incorporated everything kind of really well. Like, some things transitioned really well, and when there wasn't, it's just like a good break.
Yeah.
I'm just curious how that next album is gonna be, because she's gonna change it up, so it's gonna be more soul.
Yeah.
I believe people said.
Yeah.
So I think in that one, we'll have to judge more like lyric wise and music wise, like how it flows. But
yeah,
I don't have anything to change on this one.
All right. It is time for the Check Me Out segment, RIP Nipsey Hussle. I know you guys have something for us. I'm like, I've heard her music, but I'm not like, I know him by heart. You know what I mean? So if I heard it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's her. But what about you guys? What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to say check out her Drunken Babble mixtape, because I think it's a good, you know, kind of like what we talked about with Shane Gillis, and how that album we reviewed was a nice little, like, you can see the stepping stone to where he got to with Beautiful Dogs. That's kind of the same thing with this mixtape. You can see the talent before it materialized into like album form. Isolation is a good, that one's more soulful. It has features from like Steve Lacy, Tyler, the Creator. I think she even got like Bootsy Collins on there. So it's a dope debut album. I'd say check that out. Those are my two.
Hell yeah. What about you, Bread Boy?
For Check Me Out?
Yes, sir.
Just this album, man. Check it out. I would do the same thing that people mentioned. Just definitely check it out. There's a lot of great stuff.
Okay. All right. It is that time. We got to give this thing a rating. Bebo, out of 5, what do you give this project?
Yeah, man. I think this is one of the albums, at least in recent memory, the more time I spent with it, the more it like grew on me more and more and more.
Yeah.
Maybe I was like you first listen. I was like, okay, this is okay. But like the more I listened to the lyrics and like what it was about, it just it's a nice album, you know. And I'm going to have to give it like an A-. So I'm going to go 4.6.
All right. For me, man, it's just I think because I was expecting more something along the lanes of her older, dreamier stuff. And that's why I think that's what I'm saying. It's like my rating's going to be a little bit biased because I was expecting that. Give me that San Francisco Cali fucking type of fucking vibe. You know what I mean? And she definitely went all over the place with Latin America on this one. But like I said, I still can't fucking hate on it as much as I want to hate on it. I don't know why I want to hate on it. Maybe just because she's got with Don Toliver. But overall, I think it was a pretty decent album. Was it the best? That's what I'm saying. I like Bebo said, I feel like this is going to be a transition album for her next project. And that's going to be a fucking banger. For me, I'm going to give it I'm going to give it a 4.3. I'm going to give it 86. What about you, Bread Boy? What do you give it, sir?
Pretty much close to kind of like what people said. Every time I listened to it, I liked it even more. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a good amount of songs that I added to my playlist. Overall, I enjoyed the album. A lot of warmth, a lot of versatility. Excited for what she's going to be. So I went with what's in between, and I went with a 4.5.
Right on. Excellent. Yeah, I have a feeling that the more times I listen to it, the more I'm going to fall in love with it. But as of right now, that's where I'm at. So, all right. And that should be a...
We could get a drum roll, please. We have a 89.3, a B+.
Oh, yeah. For baby
mama. That's solid. That's solid.
For a solid baby mama.
She might be like, honestly, like one of my favorite female artists right now, to be honest. Like with this album that kind of solidified, like, damn man, she's just like an artist, you know?
Yeah.
Like her videos, her art, like everything, man. I'm jealous of Don Toliver too, that's what I gotta say.
Yeah, well she's definitely doing it differently. Like it's a little bit more careful. I mean compared to Ice Spice, it's just kinda like regurgitated same old, you know what I mean? Like she's definitely taking the time and details, or at least her team is, and like the fact that they're fucking doing it that way, I gotta give props. Alright, speaking of other artists, we got some news today. Man, it is the night of the shammies, as Bebo likes to put it. You're in and you're out, and scammies. Yeah, I call it the shammies. I like scammies better though. Mike Killer Mike, I forgot his last name, but Killer Mike won, I believe, what album, rap album of the year?
I think he swept
the rap.
Yeah, he won that.
Right?
I think he swept all the rap categories. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So he walked away tonight at Crypto with at least three grand.
Yeah, I think it was three.
Yeah, he walked away
and
with
the two songs he won an award. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go for it.
I was just gonna say the other two were I don't know what the categories were, but they were for the song he had with Andre 3000.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, if you guys haven't checked that review out, go check it out. But I do remember Anthony bringing up a great point about that song, which I didn't even think about. But the song is called Science and Engineers or something.
Yes,
like that,
yeah,
right?
Science
something,
and Engineers.
But it has a very, very robotic thing. And you pointed out, like, Andre 3000's cadence was very, like...
on the nose.
It was purposely meant to sound like... almost like a robot, you said, or something like that.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
oh shit,
laser.
I didn't even think about
that. Good shit, Three Stacks. Good shit, Killer Mike. Like I said, I think it was a decent album. It was a great album. I mean, we've probably heard that album before. But I mean, for what Killer Mike did, I mean, I think it's good that he's finally getting his recognition, man. But not too long after getting those Grammy Awards, I guess he was arrested for some kind of misdemeanor that occurred right after him receiving those awards. And I don't know, man, it just seems fishy. It seems like typical LAPD. Given his political background in Atlanta, you know, he's doing great things over there. He's fighting for his people, and it's just weird that right immediately after he gets his recognition, he gets arrested. So I'm sure there'll be more details on that. I mean, what do you guys think about, you know, Killer Mike finally getting his roses, I guess?
Yeah, I think he deserved it too, especially like I said in our group chat, considering like who he went up against, I thought he deserved the Grammy. Also, I saw a clip on Instagram. I haven't seen the full video, but when he won, I love when people make speeches basically saying, hey, like no matter how old you are or how old you think you are, all the cliche stuff, like don't give up. And I think Killer Mike's like 48. And so he just won his first Grammy. And it's true, man. It like shouldn't matter how old you are. You should never let your dreams die. And like he's living proof that he's stuck with it. And I mean, now he could say he's a Grammy Award winning artist. And that's really fucking cool. And he's deserves it, like Anthony said. I mean, he's been in rap for so long. Nobody's given him the credit he deserves. And I think, you know, it's almost like a campaign if you think about it. It's not just Michael, the album he put out. It's everything he's built up to that. It's Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
It's all the shit, his body of work leading up to Michael that basically won him the Grammy, and that's kind of how it works.
And he rapped his ass
which
off.
Shouldn't be that way, but, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah.
He rapped his ass off on that project, and... I mean, like, unfortunately, though, too, man, it's just like it was a very dry year for hip hop, man. It was a dry year for rap in general.
Yeah.
We kind of shit on Drake's For the Dogs. And like, to be honest, like I hate it because I'm a big Nas fan, and I was not feeling, you know, Magic 3 with him and Hit-Boy. So it was like it was just kind of like, You know, so unfortunately, but like I not to take away from Killer Mike and his accomplishment, like he was probably the outshining rap album of the year that year, you know, last year. So much kudos to Big Killer Mike and Free Killer Mike. So yeah. Anything else, gentlemen? Alrighty.
Are there any other awards or winners that that might have been surprising, I guess? Dave Chappelle won one too, actually, and that kind of correlates with the Michael album because he had one of the intros on the songs, but he won Best Comedy Album. I believe it was Dave Chappelle's fifth Grammy for, I think, his last special, if I'm not mistaken, which I did watch, and it was pretty good. So shout out to Dave Chappelle. I can't remember what else I saw from the Grammys of who else won.
Let me see. I think.
Do we know if Noah Kahan won?
No, man. I don't see anything regarding Noah Kahan, which is kind of weird because everyone was talking about that album last year too.
He got nominated for something. I think it was like Best New Artist, but I don't know if he won.
For Best New Artist, Victoria Monet won, and which is kind of shitty because I feel
he lost.
Well, yeah, because technically, like we said last, it was if he was in the running, it would have been for last year's Grammys because that Stick Season came out in October of 22. So I think he missed. It's unfortunate, man. He got overlooked, I think, and kind of forgotten in the pile of things because actually 2022 was actually a pretty good year for music, and he was like kind of at the bottom, like coming out of October, right? So, but I mean, the man does deserve his roses. So. I believe my girl Taylor Swift won Album of the Year for Midnights, and given again the music landscape, I would agree with that. I think that was probably the one of the albums that stood out for me, at least from last year. Michael, Midnights.
I see. We also, I know me and Addison reviewed the Skrillex album, and a song off that album won Best Dance and Electronic Recording for the track Rumble. So that was a winner from an album we reviewed last year as well.
Yeah, that was probably the standout track from that project as well. Yeah, man. Not too much going on. It's just weird, man. Like, I feel like even with like the bullshit of the Grammys, it did have a feel to it. It did have like a celebration of musicians coming together. And I don't know, man, it just seemed weird this year. Like, I really did not give a fuck. I don't know why.
But
yeah, I don't know why. It's sad. Alrighty. So, do we have any songs for Song of the Week? For those of you that don't know, Song of the Week is just a song we like to share with you, share with the group, man. Something that might be like rocking with us. Something that might be in our heads. Something that reminds us something. Something pops up. Bebo, we'll go with you first, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to go with an all-girl indie rock band that I discovered a couple years back, and I forgot about, like, I forgot the name of them, and I recently discovered them. They're called Automatic, and they have a track called New Beginning. And then I'm going to throw this one in last minute. Let's see. I watched Ludacris's interview for Drink Champs, and, man, I stopped listening. He was my first favorite rapper. I stopped listening to him a while ago. But
I love Luda.
I'm going to have to throw in. Yeah, let's see. Which one am I going to pick?
Roll out.
I'm going to go with a deep cut from his that I love. It's called Freaky Things featuring Twista and Jagged Edge. I love that one.
Oh, yeah. Love me some Luda. For me, man, I don't know, it's weird, the Bob Marley movie's coming out. I know, I joke around like taking a baby mama out, smoking her out, and getting Chick-fil-A. But man, like No Woman No Cry, man, live in London in 1975, that version, it's just something about that captured that moment, like the way it's sang, because it's completely different from the studio version, and like I've been listening to that all week last week. I got into our history teacher, Mr. McGuffey in middle school was like a big Marley head. And, you know, I mean, like we always knew about Bob Marley, but for some reason I got really into him in middle school and high school. And like Bob Marley's music has always been one of those like calming factors. You throw it on and life doesn't seem so tough. And that rings true to this day, man. And this last week I was in the car bumping and singing along to No Woman No Cry, singing in the shower, and like it's just the spirits of Bob Marley's coming back to us. So celebrated, and that's my song of the week.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm sorry, Bread Boy, before you name yours, also for the viewers, if you haven't checked out the documentary Marley, that's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Yeah, go check that shit out for sure. What about you, Bread Boy? Song of the week, sir.
Had a couple. I've been walking my dogs a lot just because, like, the knee exercise, and your boy's trying to be on a roll and, you know, lose weight. I'm trying to get my steps in. But there's a song that kind of came into my shuffle that I forgot, like, I haven't listened to in a while, but it's Bryson Tiller's Let Him Know. That whole album is really nice. Great. I listened to the whole thing. Let Him Know is, like, one of my favorite songs aside from, like, Don't. Where's the new album? I haven't heard anything, Bryson. I need it. I think the last time we reviewed it, I think Bebo chose it.
It was a Christmas EP and everyone hated it.
Yeah,
it was. I was the only one that liked it.
I think so, yeah. I was just like, it's okay. I need that Bryson Tiller. Like, I need that classic.
That Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, you know? So that's my song of the week for that one. And then another great song that I forgot, Justin Timberlake, Suit and Tie. Ooh. Honestly, there's a bunch of songs on that album. One of my favorite albums from Justin Timberlake, at least newer-wise, because his first stuff was banging. Timbaland, you know? Him and Timbaland, man, just make great music.
Oh, yeah.
So, those two.
Cry me a river.
Black dude, white dude, you know, I got to mix it together.
The Oreo combination?
Yeah, sir.
All right, so gentlemen, get ready for next time, because I think we're going to take a week off for Super Bowl, because we're probably going to be pretty drunk. Get ready for next time. So this gives you 2 weeks. So I'm giving you guys a heads up. This is 2 weeks. So do yourself a favor. Get ready, okay? Come with your – that's a C-U-M, come. Come with your finest dick jokes, because we are going to be covering Peneth by Little Dicky. Okay, so do yourself a favor. Go binge watch his whole fucking series, Dave, all 3 seasons. I believe it's like 30 episodes. Go do your homework. I did the math. If you did 2 a day, you should be good. Go watch the whole entire fucking series of that and listen to Peneth and check it out. Honestly, I just wanted see your guys' opinion on it. I think he's a decent rapper. I just want to see your guys' opinions on the song choice and the direction he's going. I'll have my critiques about the album when we get there. But yeah, definitely check it out. We'll give you guys 2 weeks to go check it out. And you, baby mamas, including possibly in a couple months, you Cali Uchis, you hit us up on Instagram at the Audio Files Podcast. And you guys get in our DMs, slide up in there, and maybe we'll slide in you. Again, our contest is still ongoing for whoever would like to go see One Love and maybe get some of my love after rolling up a fat one and getting a spicy chicken sandwich. So we'll be back here in a couple weeks. Here on the Audio Files, you guys stay sexy, you guys stay cool, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.